Good evening and welcome to another session of Agar Meditation. I am Dr. Mahesh Krishnamurthy, and today the topic that we have is a motive for life. Now, there is a reason why I wanted to do this. Like every other Agar Meditation, is primarily because unless you have a motive, good evening, I'm Dr. Mahesh Krishnamurthy, and today we have the topic that is a motive for life. Welcome to Agar Meditation. There's a very strong reason why I'm conducting this session today. Most of us who do Agar Meditations, or any kind of meditation for that matter, are always doing the meditation seeking something. So either you want peace of mind, or you want your freedom, you want something, you're always wanting something. But as long as the motive of life is wanting, you will always be poor, you'll always be short of what you need, what you're looking for in life. You know, we all have come here not to get anything but to give. And I've been repeating this again and again, over and over. We have not come here to get anything. So please don't look for peace of mind. Look for that which is taking away your peace of mind. Do not look for abundance. Look for that which is taking away your abundance and get rid of it. Look for everything that is preventing you from being you. And remove that, and that's when you will truly find what you're looking for. So meditation is a process of removing everything that is not a part of you. Now, how did it get into your system in the first place? We all are told or made to believe that we are not enough. That unless we struggle, unless we suffer, unless we go through all the trials and tribulations that we've been told we have to go through, we cannot get there. In fact, the truth is, we are there, we are complete from the very moment we are born. From the very moment we are born, we are complete. From the very moment we are born, we are realized. We don't need to do anything to be realized. We don't need to do anything to realize the God self within us. The only thing, if at all, we need to do is to remove everything, remove that ignorance, remove that false identity that we have put on ourselves, which is preventing us from being who we truly are. And that's what Agar Meditation is all about. So we are here to remove everything that is not us. And the best way of doing that is to indulge in acts which take away your ego, take away your arrogance, take away your ignorance. And that's the easiest way and the straightforward way to get to where you need to be. So the motive for life is to serve. The motive for life is to give. The motive for life is to help. And when you meditate, all the tools that are required for you to serve, for you to help, for you to give will arrive, will come to you. You don't need to go anywhere. You don't need to do anything that is out of the ordinary. You just need to follow, to create this motive, the motive to serve, to give, to love. That's all you have to do. And meditation is to get the answers of, how do I do this? Because even though we have the motive, we don't know how to do it. But when you go into that silence, from that silence comes the true guidance of how to do it. And when you follow your guidance, then everything that you need will manifest. So now let us get into our first meditation, which is just to center our awareness, to ground ourselves. So imagine you're sitting in a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. It's on the ground. You can think, imagine, visualize, or feel. In front of you, imagine a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, walk up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any clutter, any anxiety that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this way 2 to 3 times, receiving from the cosmic energies all the calmness that you need. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. And as you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress that you may carry in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative attitudes, negative memories, negative experiences. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, fatigue, or even a sense of weakness. And now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this love. Let it spread into your entire being. And as you breathe out, let go of everything that's preventing you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth and low self-esteem, or anything else that you wish to receive, to release. The motive for life is to give. So now, as you're breathing this divine love, imagine your close relatives, friends, acquaintances, family members, anyone you think deserves this love. Think of those people whom you do not like and those people whom you believe do not like you. Think of those people whom you believe do not deserve God's love. Imagine all of them. And now bring your hands together in prayer in Namaskara Mudra. As you breathe in, draw the love of the Divine Self. As you breathe out, direct it towards all these people. Remember, you are directing the divine love. It's not your love. It's God's love that you are sharing with everyone. The more you share, the more you get to share. The more love you share, the more love you receive to share. So don't hold back anything, just share. There are scores of people who are angry, who are grumpy, who do not smile. Send this love to them. When was the last time you met someone who is a member of your family or extended family with whom you have spite, anger, hatred? Send this love to them. Just continue to send God's love to all these people. As you go on sending, as you make it a habit, your list will continue to grow. Keep sending it to all of them on a daily basis and see how it changes your life. The motive is to first of all send love. This is where you begin, because you can send love to anyone in your mind from your private space and nobody will get to know it. So you don't have to feel shy. You don't have to be embarrassed about doing this. You can begin sending love to every person, your grocery store owner, the cart puller, any vendor, any supplier, anybody. Just keep sending love to all of them. You have no idea who needs it and how much they need it. So without hesitation, just keep sending this love. This is where we begin. Let us make this a commitment from today to send love to all the people whom we know. Let us not judge whether they need love or not. Let us not judge whether they deserve it or not. Let us not judge them. By sending love, you also melt your judgment of them. You return to love. And that's very important. Come back to conscious awareness. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Going forward, a motive for life. Going forward, it is important to start sharing. You don't need to share your wealth. What you need to share is just love, in the form of good words, in the form of good deeds. Look for opportunities where you can serve. This world needs us. Anyone who is even 1% aware understands that this world needs help. People need help. The dark forces of jealousy, anger, and pitting one against the other is trying to take hold and trying to spread enmity amongst one another. Love is so powerful that everything and everything can merge into it. And the ones who know the method of sharing this love must not turn their back on such situations, such opportunities. You have to share love. And all that you have to do is to just share love with all those people who are mischief mongers, all those people who are calling for trouble, all those people who are canvassing hatred. Send love to them. It works. We have had the satsangs where we have seen how people have shared that love works. It does things magically. It knows. It's intelligent. It knows how to consume all the darkness. All we have to do is to just share. The motive for life should not be personal. It should be impersonal. It should be from you to others. Each one is given abundance of energy, which transforms into all the resources that we need for our survival. We have brought it with us. But there are some people who are so ignorant that they don't know this. And until they discover, it is important for us to share these resources. But the beauty of the universe is that the moment you begin to share, the resources amplify, they multiply. So you have more than what you needed. So you can share even more. And it is true, we have all experienced it in one way or the other. And so it is important for us to share this love. So let us now continue this exercise of just sharing this love. A few sessions ago, one of the Saturdays, we had beautiful sharings of someone just sharing this love with her son. And he replied from the cockpit of his airline that he was fine and he was connected. It was such a beautiful moment. Let us recreate such beautiful moments again and again. So now you just have to remember that you're holding on to the ribbon. Ask your higher consciousness to send its loving and healing energies to you. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go. Share this love and healing energies with all the people in the world who are suffering from hunger, from thirst, from war, devastation, natural calamities. Wherever there are people suffering, just share it. It just takes a moment for this love to travel all that way and manifest itself as the help that they are looking for. We don't need to think how it'll manifest. We just don't need to think how this will manifest. All we have to do is to just share this love. Don't keep sending it to only your family members. Don't be selfish. Send it to people whom you don't know. Send it to those villagers who do not have money, who do not have resources, who are hungry, who do not have lands. Send it to those people who are homeless. Send it to those people who are in hospitals, sick, and trying their best to recover from their illness. Send it to orphans. Send it to senior citizens who have lost their children or who have been sent away from their homes to old age homes or elder care centers. Send God's loving and healing energy to them. Send it to all those people, honest, who are looking for a ray of hope, for honesty to show itself, to reveal itself. When you discover your ability, when you discover your ability to share more, your confidence increases. And that is critical for meditation. Unless you are confident and capable, you cannot meditate. All the devils will come straight in front of your eyes of what you could have done, what you should have done, which you didn't do. The first part of getting your motives right is to enhance your self-worth. And the way you do it is primarily by helping others. Helping people whom you don't know. In whatever small way, it doesn't matter. When you realize that you're able to help others, your self-worth grows. And with that, you understand that if I can help someone, then I can definitely help myself. And so you start helping yourself. And systematically, by helping others and helping yourself, not only do you improve your self-worth, you also directly impact the quality of life of others. People will benefit by your presence. And that is a real contribution that you can give to someone. So from today, you can take this pledge that you will help at least one person every day who is not your family member, in whatever small way, whatever little way that you can. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Are there any questions? Yes. Shail Balaji, please unmute. Shail Balaji, can you unmute? Are there any questions? Are there any questions? All right. So let's get back to the next meditation. And this primarily is to set an intention. Meditations can be used to set intentions and to follow that intention into action. So now, the motive for life. Let us now set an intention to have people come to us so we can help them. Look for opportunities where we can help people. That's what we are going to do. So now close your eyes. Remember, you're holding on to the ribbon. Ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its calming energy. So your mind calms down and calms down all the clutter. Now, remember that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. Now, I want you to imagine that you're pulling this circle of light up so it forms an hourglass. An hourglass is a sand timer. Imagine this hourglass. The narrowest part of the hourglass is on top of your head, and it opens out to the universe, to the sky. you are sitting in the bottom part of the hourglass. If you feel claustrophobic, you can imagine a door in the bottom part of the hourglass which is open. Now ask the higher consciousness to bring to you all that it knows is required for you to serve others. Ask the higher consciousness to bring to you all that it knows is required for you to serve others. And also ask it to show you how to do it in the highest and best way. You just have to stay calm. Do not expect anything. Just allow. Ask the higher consciousness to bring to you all that it knows is required to help others. And ask it to show how in the highest and best way. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes. You will see these opportunities manifest. We need to create a trail of activities at the end of every meditation. Here, let us create a trail of helping others. Let us stop expecting right here, right now. Let us start helping others. There are scores of people who need help right outside your doorstep and at every nook and corner. One of the possibilities I'm sharing with you, if you have clothes that you haven't used, carry it in your car. When you go to a juice shop or somewhere or any place where you see someone who is not all that well clothed, just give it to them. These clothes must not be torn. They should be good and usable. Carry it in your car. You're not going to occupy that much space. And wherever you see an opportunity where somebody needs the clothes, just give it to them. You don't have to judge them whether they need it or not. They're not going to sell these clothes. So just, this is just one simple example. So you can carry some water, carry fruits, just give it wherever you feel there's an opportunity. Carry some money. You can buy food for people, but don't give them money. So always share resources. Most important, start sharing love. Do it on a daily basis and you will see how your life transforms just because you chose to wake up and start sharing love. Wherever there's an opportunity, you have to act. For example, this is what happened to me. I was in my meditation and suddenly there was a Fukushima earthquake that happened, and immediately I was told to go to the kitchen, and with the intention that may all people who in Japan who feel thirsty and do not have water feel what I am feeling right now, and may they all open their heart to love, light and laughter and realize the truth that they are God, have always been God, and so be it. Saying this intention, I drank the glass of water. There might have been so many people who would have been thirsty because of the heat that emanated out of the reactors, and there must have been some kind of help that would have reached them in some form, only because I intended so. So it's not me alone. If you intend, it will happen, because God wants to prove again and again that He exists. So every time you intend, He will make it happen. So put Him to work. Don't leave Him free. Put Him to work, and you can just pray for others. Have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful weekend. Have a beautiful week ahead. And let us connect again next Saturday. But make sure that you help all of this week and share your stories on Saturday.